Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go racing here at Knoxville.
Only the best go three of
it is showtime at Williams Grove Speedway.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here at Eldora Speedway, it's showtime.
Time to sit back, relax, and enjoy, because ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime!
Set to do battle for 30 laps, the green flag is waving.
Hello again, it's Wing Nation here on the Motor Racing Network, presented by Sage Fruit, talking sprint car racing, our favorite time of the week, and we are so glad that you have joined us. Aaron Evernham and Steve Post from our new digs, welcome into the new studio here, Aaron. This is kind of fancy.
Seriously, I know. As we've been talking about, these new high-tech cameras are showing a little...
Yeah, the only problem is I'll be good as long as I don't have to breathe and let out my gut. These are not the thinning cameras. They went with the widening cameras.
Yeah, we need filters.
But really, really cool. So welcome into our new studios. We are so excited about the new studio. And what the new studio is going to allow us to do is going to be awesome. And it's going to allow Aaron and I to... be really diligent at the gym so that next week when we come in, we don't look quite as wide as we do this week.
Yeah,
so
it's motivating, all right.
It's motivating, that is for sure. But we are so glad you joined us here as we talk sprint car racing on Wing Nation. Aaron and I are the co-hosts of the show, but we have another co-host that joins us occasionally, and that co-host is Mrs. Pennsylvania America.
Yeah.
How about that? Ashley Strummy got back into the pageant world and
after a 5-year hiatus.
Right, and whooped them.
Yeah, comes in and just wins it.
Right in and just whoops them. So congratulations to our co-host, Mrs. Pennsylvania America, Ashley Strummy. I think that's really cool.
It is really neat. I was really happy to see, Ashley back with the crown on. It's very fitting to see her with the crown.
She, you know, it's fascinating because things, all of us in our lives have things that make sense and don't make sense.
Yeah.
And the pageant world to me doesn't make sense. But I did lunch with Ashley when I was up in Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago. I did lunch with Ashley.
It doesn't make sense because of...
Well, no, that doesn't make sense here, yes. No, you're right about that. The sash would cover it up. No, that'd have to be a tent. But Ashley was just... she told me the day before she had finalized her decision to do it, and it's just her thing. And I think that's great. I think it's awesome. I think that's what's really fascinating about individuals and humans, that some have... that's her thing, and good for her.
Well, and it's neat, too, because if you talk to Ashley, she didn't have a background in growing up doing this. This is something she started doing late in life, and literally, I think every pageant she's tried, she's won, or, you know, it's pretty impressive what she does, and it takes her, like, very little preparation.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really, truly is. So, congratulations to our co-host, Ashley Strummy, and I think it's then Mrs. America... I don't know how this all works. I don't know. There's various...
She's going to, I think it's in Vegas, right?
It's in Vegas. Yeah, it's in Vegas in the fall for Mrs. America, or I don't know what it is. There's various... We always described it as like the All-Stars, High Limit, World of Outlaws. Yeah. There's various elements. She's Mrs. Pennsylvania America, as opposed to Mrs. Pennsylvania Cosmo or Mrs. Pennsylvania USA. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
We're very happy for
it. So that's the Pennsylvania story. I was in Texas this weekend. Got to see two nights of the High Limits and our High Limit racing, and it was awesome. First off, it was just awesome to be at the racetrack. My hope was, The game plan was to be to go to Texarkana Friday night and the dirt track, but Texarkana got rained out, so I did the dirt track and RPM. And first and foremost, just being in the pit area and seeing sprint cars is exciting.
Yes, being in person, smelling them, hearing them, all the things that we can't do through streaming.
Exactly. So it was fun. And then just the conversations. I just literally, Craig was rolling some pictures of the cars there that I took. Great visit with Rico Abreu. Great visit with Blake Hahn. Mm-hmm. You know, caught up with Darren Pittman, caught up with Sam Hayfortiep Jr. Just really, really, I caught up with Tanner Thorson. I'll have a piece with Tanner later on this week on the road with Tanner Thorson. Just really, really cool. And so just a fun weekend. Saturday night it was Texas. We'll get into the results here. Saturday was the big state-of-the-art Texas racetrack.
Yep.
Sunday, RPM Speedway in Crandall, Texas. I love that little racetrack. Little quarter-mile
really
bull ring.
Fun, yeah.
Oh, it's fun. Fun racetrack. So really, really cool. So one of the themes that I've had here, and I've done this in all of my short track stuff, was at track, pay-per-view is great. Dirt Vision, Flow, whoever you want to do, Dirt Vision or pay-per-view is great. But at the racetrack is so much better.
Yeah.
And the at-track experience is good. So just we can watch them on pay-per-view, but seeing them in person is so much better.
Absolutely.
And so it's fun. So, okay. So you know where we're going now. The theme here. I'm walking through the pits at RPM. This guy comes up on a four-wheeler. And he said, "Hey, Postman, watch your show all the time. I'm Wes. I run a barbecue trailer over in the grandstands." And I'm like, well, you had me at barbecue trailer in the grandstands. So I go over to this barbecue trailer, and the food they're serving is unreal. I mean, so I said, "What do you suggest?" And he suggested a baked potato with meat. Okay, well, this baked potato, you always talk about Idaho baked potatoes. This was a Texas-sized baked potato. This thing, there's helmets smaller than this baked potato.
Look at you. Oh my gosh, it's huge.
Yeah, see, that's what Wes said. We got to get perspective on it.
That doesn't do
it justice. But when I'm holding it, it's like this thing, this baked potato, I don't know how to describe it. It was the size of a volleyball. I mean, width-wise, it was oblong, but, just shy of a football. Yeah. So I went, and the brisket was phenomenal, everything like that. Okay, Wes's story is great, okay? Wes reminded me in his barbecue journey of Craig, our producer, okay? Because Wes loved to smoke out. He was the flagger at Devil's Bowl, okay? And so Devil's Bowl said, well, why don't you bring your smoker over after the races and we'll cook out? So they started cooking out after the races. Well, then the people at Devil's Bowl, they're like, well, why don't we start selling this? So they started selling this. Well, he got a trailer, and the next thing you know, he rolls along. So it's, hey, guys, barbecue is what it is, okay? So we're talking about it. He's actually done some neat private events for some police organizations. I think Fort Worth, when they – remember a couple years ago, they had the police officers killed. He actually fed like 1,000 people at something. So Wes is just a great, great guy. So I said, okay, so where do you get the Hey Guys Barbecue? And he said, have you ever been to the Chili Bowl? And I said, yeah. He said, you know the Hey Guy, the guy that yells hey with the sign, hey? And I'm like, yeah. And he said, that's me. He's the Hey Guy from the Chili Bowl that now runs a barbecue. He works on gear for oil rigs as his real job.
Okay.
But the barbecuing and everything like that and being the Hey Guy is a side hustle. So so it's just cool. So I love – this is why I love going to the racetrack.
Yeah.
Because the Hey Guy's barbecue is not on my couch while I'm watching Flow or Dirt Vision. You got to go to these places. You got to do it. The barbecue was
unreal. And the pizza bowly
and pretzel bowly from Pennsylvania. Yeah, pretzel bowly. I wouldn't have had that sitting and watching.
You get such interesting combinations.
I do. I love. Well, and I just love. But he, you know, and oh my gosh, and Wes is great. It was great visiting with him, chatting with him, and just so cool. So get out to a racetrack, folks. Get out to a racetrack. All right. So let's get into it. Now we've gotten through all of the preliminaries here. Let's talk a little bit of hot topics. World of Outlaw and NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars, Federated Auto Parts Speedway. Friday night, Aaron, it was a theme that we're starting to see a lot.
Yeah, a lot of gravel. A lot of gravel this year.
David Gravel, 91st World of Outlaw win, tied for 9th with Brad Sweet.
Wow.
That doesn't seem possible.
No.
The podium was Gravel, Buddy Kofoid, and Carson Macedo. if we're not seeing David Gravel, we're kind of sensing that Donnie Schatz is rolling along,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he's strong this year.
Yeah,
he you know, really he's, is. His last couple seasons haven't been up to his probably his standards, but this year I think it's going to be interesting to watch.
What was so impressive about Saturday night was qualifying is everything.
Yeah.
He qualified 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Qualifying is not everything when you've got Donnie Schatz behind the wheel because he went from fifth to second in the heat race, yeah, locked himself into the dash, which put him to the front of the field, picked up the win. His Aaron, only 313th World of All.
That is wild.
Can you? Yeah, I can't even the mind.
No, and but the fact that Steve has, what, 700 and something?
Well, there's that too, yeah.
It's those numbers are astronomical to me. But 313 World of Outlaw wins.
Yes. Yeah, unreal. Schatz, Carson Macedo, Buddy Kofoid, a good weekend. Second and third place finishes. He is doing really, really well. Where I was at the High Limit Racing, Texas Motor Speedway, huge crowd. Tip of the cap to everybody at High Limit.
Yeah.
Lots of new people. They did this. This worked out right, okay? Xfinity Series race was early.
Yeah.
Race ends. As the race is ending, driver autograph sessions for the sprint car drivers are at their trailers. So people are coming right over because Rex right off the backstretch.
Yep.
Kenny Wallace and Jose Castillo did a pre-race show, mm-hmm, and had all the drivers. We go right into High Limit Racing, and then Tim Duggar did a post-race concert.
It's so, not a bad night.
No, not a bad night at all. So huge crowd, and man, they were treated to a slugfest. Holy cow.
Yeah, it was.
Did Sunshine and Macri go at each other?
Yeah. They did. I mean, really, High Limit both nights put on some amazing racing.
Yeah, really did. Macri got the advantage on this thing. Here's where I'm at with Anthony Macri, okay? Anthony Macri now, I've seen him obviously bang the boards and win Port Royal.
Yep.
Last year at 34 Raceway, I saw him do the tiptoe through the bottom of the racetrack, pedal in the race car, and I'm like, wow, when Macri learns that skill,
yeah,
that's really
watch
good.
Out.
This was a street fight. There was some technical areas. The racetrack turn two was really tricky.
Mm-hmm.
This was a street fight with Sunshine, and the move Macri pulled into three was bold. Coming through. But
yeah,
that's how you win races now.
Absolutely.
So Anthony Macri is growing into the complete package of a sprint car racer, and there are a lot of wins in Macri's future. There's a lot of wins in Macri's future this year.
Mm-hmm.
Could continue tonight, as a matter of fact. Sunday RPM Raceway, I love this racetrack. I love my little bull rings.
Yeah.
This was a really, really, this track is beautiful. Really, really cool. Fun stuff. And Aaron, I thought we were going to have a madman.
I know. I was, you know, I'm very happy to see Corey Day pull off the win, but, you know, there's just something about us as veterans of the sport to see Carey up front. I was hoping he was going to get victory lane.
Well, this deal is fascinating because Brandon Eikenberry, and there was some drama, some angst a couple weeks ago when Lachie McHugh decided he was going to stay in Australia last minute.
Yep.
And Brandon was none too happy about this because you build a program around a driver, and then in March, the driver said, oh, I'm not coming. So we get into this. So it was really good that they've been able to tag super sub, Kerry Madsen,
yep,
and they about dang won the race.
It sure did.
Madsen was wheeling that bottom. He was fascinating because you watch the speed, Macri early and Corey Day late.
Yep.
You watch the speed, and it's like, surely they're going to catch him. Well, then, like with Macri, you'd look up five laps later and Kerry's further ahead of him.
Yeah.
Kerry was just
so
working at bottom.
Yep.
So, yeah, exactly. And he caught, I think Corey would have got him. Kerry caught the bump wrong one time and popped a wheelie. He was popping a lot of wheelies.
Yeah.
But he caught it one time wrong. He popped a wheelie, but he lost momentum. And that's what allowed Corey. I think Corey was faster, but Kerry kind of had one bobble.
Yep.
And with High Limit or World of Outlaws, one bobble.
Yeah.
One bobble does it. So Madsen picked up a second place finish. Jacob Allen was third. So there you have that. We're going to talk to Corey Day, and we're going to talk to Devin Borden, who won a thriller at Port Royal.
Yeah, man, talk about slugfest.
This Borden Dietrich stuff is really good.
Yeah,
that we've seen the last couple weeks at Port Royal.
Yep.
So really, really fun stuff. Attica Raceway Park, it was Cap Henry getting the win, and Danny Dietrich continues 10 of 11 races in Central Pennsylvania. He's been on the podium. not top five, the podium, picked up the win at Bass. Somebody on Sunday morning, I was over at the big track at Texas. And of course, those of you watching Wing Nation, you know we're in the middle of this, whatever we're in the middle of, okay? And someone said, so what's your take on it? High Limit World of Outlaws, what's your take on it? And I'm like, and we're Switzerland, we're neutral. We love good sprint car racing. I said, this is my take on it, okay? Last night, Saturday night, in Peavely, Missouri, 37 great sprint car drivers raced and put on a heck of a show. Saturday night, Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, 37 great 410 sprint car drivers put on a whale of a show. Those were the two national tours.
Yeah.
Last night, Central Pennsylvania, Port Royal Speedway, might have been the better race. 34 sprint car drivers put on a whale of a show. There's a lot good out there going on, and that's where we're at with Wing Nation. But to me, it's like this Saturday night showcased that there's a lot of really good racing, a lot of good racing going on. So it's fun. It's fun stuff. Really, truly is. So that's the game plan. Good times. That's
good
for
times.
Sure. So we are going to talk, when we come back, Devin Borden's going to join us, and then we're going to talk to Corey Day just a little bit later on. So stay with us. More Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit in just a moment.
Tony, do you even remember how to drive one of these?
It's not something you forget. You should know that. The drive to succeed, the need to win, the desire to be a champion. And we surround ourselves with partners that believe the same. Like Tony Stewart Racing, Sage Fruit strives to be the best in all they do. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide high-quality apples and pears all year long.
You can compare apples to apples, but nothing compares to a Sage Fruit apple.
Winning quality in every bite.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit, and let's go to the Sage Fruit hotline. Joining us fresh off from that trip to Victory Lane at the Speed Palace on Saturday night, Devin Borden joins us. Hello, Devin. How are you?
I'm good. Little wet right now, just was out doing a pressure washing job, but making a few bucks, you know, a little side hustle. But yeah, I'm feeling good after the weekend. We had a pretty couple good runs, so yeah, I'm feeling good.
All right, so this pressure washing thing, do you travel to North Carolina? Because I need a little pressure washing around the house there. Do you take this other? How often do you do this? Is that the real job, or what's the pressure washing gig?
No, that ain't the real job. The real job's driving the race car. That's the real job. This is just the side deal during the week to make a few extra bucks. But I actually just started it, I don't know, about a month or month and a half ago. Kind of just got a pressure washer, a little bit of equipment I needed just to go make a few extra bucks. So, but unfortunately, I can't travel to North Carolina. That
I mean, you probably could for the right money, right? I mean, everything's.
Well, I mean, yeah, for the right money.
I work in radio, you know, Aaron. Remember, I work in radio, so come on. That's
postman's got the big bucks.
I'm thinking trade deals is what I'm thinking, but I don't think that's going to work.
Devin, let's talk about the big win at Port Royal. A little bit of redemption for Danny getting you last weekend. What was it like? Those last few laps were certainly exciting to watch, but to get to Victory Lane and get the win Saturday night, what was that like?
Man, it was so damn cool. You know, starting 12th, and I feel like, you know, obviously we had one of the best cars, which was part of the reason we could drive up through there and win. You know, thanks to Chris Shelsworth on the wrenches this year, he really has us going right now. So, but no, I mean, it was super cool to be able to, you know, come from that far back and drive around everybody and pick up the first one of the season, which we kind of badly needed. We haven't had a season that we've wanted to, you know, start to the season that we wanted to. So to get that win was big.
Has there been a specific concern that you've had? Has the speed been good? You're not getting the results. Kind of what has it been that's kind of kept you from getting what you guys got on Saturday night?
Honestly, I feel like a lot of it's just been like bad pill draw, bad circumstances. You know, there for, I don't know, however many weeks in a row, we draw the last row of our heat race. And it's like, man, it's tough to recover from that. And then at BAPS the other week, we start on the front row or fourth or whatever. And on the first lap, wheel cover breaks in half and we plug the wheel full of mud. And it's like, you know, there was a golden opportunity and just bad luck. Honestly, I feel like more than anything, but I think we're getting it turned around now. And Hopefully we can just build off this momentum.
Devin, your team had some little changes in the off season. Does that create any difficulty, or did it take a few maybe races to kind of get yourselves working together? Has that been difficult for you, or is that part of the factor of you know, maybe not getting the results you want, or is it just, you know, some luck in the things you just talked about?
I don't think it's necessarily that as much. I mean, me and Chris have worked together before.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, we'd talk all the time last year, even when we weren't together. So, honestly, I don't think it's been that as much. I mean, maybe a little bit, just getting on the same page with a few things, but, you know, I mean, that's like every team, you know, you're constantly working to get better, and that's what we've done. And we've been able to, get going, and I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully we just keep it going.
Devin, you're there in central Pennsylvania. You're in an area that's rich in such great drivers. And Aaron referenced it, you know, 2 weeks ago, you had a battle with Danny that went the other way. You got the better hand with him. Not specifically Danny, or whether it's Lance or whether it's one of these guys. What is it like racing against some of these legends? And I don't think Danny's there. Lance is certainly a legend. Okay. What is it like? And how much do you go to school? Do you watch what they do to you? When you have a scenario, do you say, okay, next time I'm going to do this? How much do you study what some of those guys like Lance and Danny's getting there? How much do you study that?
I mean, honestly, I could probably study more. I mean, I feel like you can never study enough. You know, like you can watch, hell, you could watch 20 hours of film a week, and hell, there's more races you could watch, you know?
No,
you know, so, I mean, honestly, what I do is I go back, I watch the replays every week, try to learn what I can, you know, from, you know, not only what I did wrong, but what everybody else is doing, and how they're better than me. I mean, honestly, I could probably spend more time, watching more film, than I do now. I feel like, you know, anytime I go to a new track and stuff, I'm always on top of that, like rewatching tons of film and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, you can learn a ton just from watching what some of those veteran guys are doing, you know, and you're racing against the best of the best, you know, that's how you get better. So, now there's always stuff to learn off those guys.
Yeah, for sure. Devin, you kind of mentioned that the season hasn't started off as strong as you'd like, but it really hasn't been bad when you look at the statistics. When you look at the season as a full year, what are some of the goals you have? Obviously, you want to win every night out, but what are some of the realistic goals you guys may have set for this season?
I'd like to win 10 races. And, you know, that's just kind of a win number. But more than anything, like, I just want to be consistent and be able to run super solid at the big shows, you know, when the Outlaws come to town and High Limit comes to town, and get consistent during all those shows. That's kind of my goal more than anything, is just to get, just build that consistency. You know, like, there's times I feel like, you know, I mean, I'll look like a superhero, and then next week, you know, it's like, things just aren't happening. So it's like, you know, more than anything, I want to build that consistently, just constantly be in the, you know, honestly, in the top three for weekly shows, and, you know, be a contender when the Outlaws come to town, and, you know, High Limit and all the heavy hitters. So, last year, you know, we run third against the Outlaws. That was super good. Kind of a big confidence booster and stuff, you know, but I just want to be able to do more of that.
Well, let me just tell you something as an old dude talking to a young guy, being good 1 week and not even understanding where you're going. That's life. Okay. Yeah. That's life. Yeah. That's just, that's nothing. It turns out life. That's for sure. You get some big money on the line coming up this weekend, Lincoln Speedway, $20,000, the Weldon Sterner Memorial. I was at High Limits, and the High Limit drivers were talking about how Central Pennsylvania is racing next week for more money than they are on the road. As a guy that you know, you're out pressure washing now to make some extra bucks, but what's it like having right off the bat here, getting things started? You got 20 grand to win on Saturday night. That's got to get you fired up and excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge racing for that big money. I mean, that's what it's all about. So, I mean, I feel like Central Pennsylvania, man, it's a good time to, I mean, just being sprint car racing in general, but man, in Central PA, you got that 20,000 to win. You got how the Weichert's coming up here, you know, within a month or two, like, man, there's a lot of money on the line. So if you can be good and be good during those big shows, hell, I might be able to sell this pressure washer.
Sell it to somebody in North Carolina and tell them to practice on my house. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
That's awesome.
So besides the pressure washing business, what else do you like to do outside of the racetrack? You big into fitness? Do you have any other jobs? What are some other things that you do away from the racetrack?
Honestly, all I do is I work, and I work out at the gym. Like, that's about all I like to do, either making money or in the gym, lifting weights, trying to stay in shape. You know, that's one thing I try to, be very on top of is being in every bit as good a shape as anybody else or better shape. So, you're not going to see me fall out of the seat at the end of a race. So, I definitely spend a ton of time in the gym. You know, I rarely miss a night in the gym. So, that's what I usually do.
Yeah. I wrote that down because somewhere during the off season, you posted a picture of yourself, a little gym pose there. And I'm like, holy God, I'm telling you what, if we're going to a bar to fight, he's on my team. You know, that's it. Exactly.
Well, and working that pressure washer is not that easy.
No, yeah. Exactly. No, but it is, it's gotta be rewarding at the end of a grueling race to know that you've done your part, that things might happen at the end of the race, but driver falling out of the seat is not an option.
Exactly. I mean, my car owner spends hundreds of thousands of dollars, and to have the best equipment, the least I can do is make sure I'm in top tier shape. So,
well, kudos to you on that. It is really, really good. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to let you get back to the pressure washing. Oh, by the way, you are the first guest in the brand new MRN. I don't mean first sprint car guest. I mean the first guest overall in the MRN studios. So congratulations. Doesn't really mean anything other than you were the first one that worked out.
That's pretty damn cool.
Yeah. So, but we do appreciate your time, and we wish you continued success. But thanks for joining us here on Wing Nation.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
There it is, the daredevil, Devin Borden, joining us here. Stay with us. More Wing Nation in just a moment.
Tony, do you even remember how to drive one of these?
It's not something you forget. You should know that. The drive to succeed, the need to win, the desire to be a champion. And we surround ourselves with partners that believe the same. Like Tony Stewart Racing, Sage Stewart strives to be the best in all they do. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide high-quality apples and pears all year long.
You can compare apples to apples, but nothing compares to a Sage Fruit apple.
Winning quality in every bite.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Let's go back to the Sage Fruit hotline. Joining us via the phone call this time, Corey Day, fresh off from that win at RPM on Sunday night with High Limit Racing. Hello, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
Fantastic. Dude, I am telling you, I mean, that was wild on Sunday night. Describe that place, that race, what you had to do to get that win Sunday night with High Limit Racing.
Yeah, I don't think maybe there was like one guy in the field that had raced there before. So it was new for everybody. And, I'd venture to say it was a little bit my style, I guess. The race was real difficult. I thought I was going to run seventh there for about 10 laps. I just couldn't get rolling. And, the air got really thick before the race started, and those modifieds kind of chunked the bottom out and, threw a bunch of dirty stuff up to the middle, and then the track sat, and it's almost like the track came back. Like, it was almost greasy the first couple laps we were running on it, and it took about maybe till about 12 to go to really clean up there, and then for the top to really get rolling for me. So I had a blast. I always find those races a lot of fun when the track changes a lot like that, and especially when my car is as good as it was.
Corey, you certainly made the top work and made those passes for the lead, running the high line, keeping that momentum going. As a driver, when do you know, you just talked about the track, kind of cleaned off, and you knew that there was more room to run on the outside, but how does a driver do you know that you're gaining enough momentum on the high side to make passes and to keep that going? Like, how does that, I haven't driven a sprint car in 15 years, but to know when to try it and when it's working.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, like ever since I started racing, my dad's always, you know, instilled in my brain, don't follow people, you know, like always be trying stuff. So for me, it's honestly just a matter of like, I'll go try the top when no one else is running it. Just, you know, cause that's, you know, how I've always raced and, what I always resort to, I guess. And, you know, sometimes there, sometimes it's not. So, you know, in that instance, like the bottom was real good there for, you know, the whole race almost. And then like I was running it too, and it was like going away, like getting slick. And, it's pretty much just basically how I gauge it is your entry speed. You know, if you can enter on the bottom really, really hard and, you know, still roll the center and come off on the bottom and not, you know, wash up, then the bottom's probably going to be the better way around because it's the shortest way around. But if you ought to slow down like you did there towards the end of the race, you know, if there's a cushion, you're better off because you can just haul it in there.
And haul it in there, you did. Yeah, that you is did. For sure. Gosh, that was an awesome race. That was so much fun to watch. It really, truly was. Watching the, I just love the momentum battle. You know, especially with two guys doing two different things. You're way up top. Kerry is way down low. And just watching it, I think that's fascinating to watch a race like that unfold and play out. And good to see you got the upper hand on that. Your season, 12 starts. You got that first win. You got a couple of top fives, five top tens. Just kind of assess where you guys are at, how things have been for you across the board.
Yeah, we started, you know, the year in Volusia, and you know, we struggled a little bit, just, you know, being I'd never been there, and you know, we're used to tracks having a lot of grip in California, and you know, that place is just really sandy and you know, doesn't have a lot. So yeah, I struggled at Volusia a little bit. Had a good night where we got qualified good and won a heat race, and you know, ended up, I think, getting into the infield wall on that night and in the feature, and didn't run well. But yeah, Volusia was really cool though. I had a good time there, and then you know, struggled a little bit at Georgia with high limit too. The same thing, sandy surfaces, just. Struggled with our race car, struggled with, you know, me a little bit, never seeing the place, and you know, it's definitely going to be a trying year for us, you know, as a team, my first year on the road, and, you know, a couple of my crew guys too. You know, my crew chief Shane has been on the road forever and has got a lot of knowledge, so he's definitely making my job a little easier with, you know, going to all these new places. But yeah, just I wouldn't say the year's going bad per se at all. Just, you know, struggling on the bigger places a little bit and, you know, excited for this next month getting to some short tracks.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment of it. It's been a fascinating season because in February you ran eight races. In March you ran one. Now you're getting ready to get busy. Are you excited just beyond the racetracks to get back into the rhythm of the racing and get some regularity into the schedule?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I almost felt like, you know, Saturday night at Texas Motor Speedway was like first race of the year because we had so much time off after, you know, we initially started. So, yeah, definitely excited to get rolling here and start clicking off some races and, you know, hopefully find some consistency while doing that.
Corey, I think you announced before the season started that you were going to be running the Jason Myers racing car, I think most of the season, half the season, and also splitting some time with the Clausen Marshall with the 14 BC. How is that all working, and is it, I believe you're going to use the same crew, is it the same equipment? Just tell us a little bit about how that all came together.
Yeah, so actually tonight at Meeker we'll be running the Driven to Save Lives scheme, but you know, it's the same team. Same as Jason Myers Racing and same crew, same run out, same trailer, everything. So we just changed the body, run a different design for I believe it's 25 races this year, and it'll be all the high limit midweek races, and then you know, we'll fill in with bigger events here and there too.
Did something change during PRI? Did you not announce one aspect of it and 24 hours later announce that it's been expanded, or am I wrong?
So the first day we announced the partnership with Driven to Save Lives and Clausen Marshall Racing.
Okay.
The second day we announced that we were going full time on the on the high limit thrills.
So they both were there. I mean, it just was like, to me, it was like I read one of them, and then the next day it's like, well, wait a minute. And yesterday we said, and so I was confused on how that all worked out. So
I think Jason had an idea where he didn't want, you know, one to get necessarily overshadowed by the other if we announced them, you know, both in the same day.
That makes total sense. That really, truly does. Travel and life. What's that like for an 18-year-old young guy? You spent all your life in California. I know you haven't got too far down the road in traveling, but what's that been like for you?
It's fun, man. Just, you know, it sucks right now having to balance school still. But I'll be done with that in about a month here. So that'll be good. A little weight off my shoulders once I'm done with that. But, no, it's good. We're just, you know, me and, you know, my friend Stefan is one of my crew guys, and Hunter Brady, too. So we're just, you know, we all roll down the road and just hang out. Just, you know, not a whole lot to do when you're not racing, but, you know, we find stuff to do.
Corey, in the past, we talked to you about having the mentorship with Jason Myers, and obviously your dad was a very successful racer, but now you add in Tim Clawson, Richard Marshall. What is it like to be a young driver and have such a great group of people in the sport that truly believe in you and are behind you?
Man, it's awesome. You know, I don't necessarily know if I'd be, you know, even close to the driver I am today if it wasn't for, you know, all those people in my career so far that have helped me, you know, progress the way I have. You know, Jason and my dad especially has been, you know, a major part in my driving, you know, my style and my racecraft and everything over the years. And, you know, Jason has been a major help, you know, helping me kind of figure out the business side of the sport and making me a good young man, I guess, you know, on camera and to sponsors and all that. So, and then, yeah, Richard and Jennifer Marshall and Tim Clawson, you know, they've actually been there since 2021. I went and ran a midget for Tim and, you know, had a great time doing that. And that was kind of my first, you know, my big shot, I guess you could say. So, you know, always thankful for Tim and Jennifer and Richard Marshall for everything they do for me.
Final question for you, Corey. We don't have to wait long here for more racing. You guys are racing tonight. It's bullring season on the High Limit Racing Tour, and I know that suits your fancy really well. What can you tell us about Meeker and what we expect to see tonight?
You know, I've never been, but I'm pumped for it. You know, watching the videos, watching, you know, that All-Star race in 2020 with Rysel Larson and Dietrich there, you know, seems like a blast. So I'm hoping it gets slick and wide, got a big old curb on it, and you know, we're going to hammer it.
I am sure you are, and I cannot wait. If that happens, I can't wait to see what you have for us tonight, that's for sure. Corey, always a pleasure to chat. We appreciate your time joining us, and we wish you well tonight and on throughout the balance of the season. I'm sure we'll talk to you again, but thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
There you have it. Corey Day joining us here on the Sage Fruit Hotline, winner of Saturday night or Sunday night's High Limit Racing race down in Texas. Stay with us. More Wing Nation in just a moment.
Tony, do you even remember how to drive one of these?
It's not something you forget. You should know that. The drive to succeed, the need to win, the desire to be a champion. And we surround ourselves with partners that believe the same. Like Tony Stewart Racing, Sage Fruit strives to be the best in all they do. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide high-quality apples and pears all year long.
You can compare apples to apples, but nothing compares to a Sage Fruit apple.
Winning quality in every bite.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Aaron Evernham and Steve Post. What a ball. What a blast. I'm trying to figure out how to sit so I don't look so fat. This is not good.
I'm not going to lie. It's been a little distracting during the show.
I look and it's like, who's the blimp next to Aaron? I mean, oh my gosh. What was good?
Were the interviews.
Devin Borden and Corey Day, man, young talent, great personalities, great young men. Yep. Man, we have two or three themes and it continues today with these guys.
Absolutely. They're young, they're humble, they're well-spoken. And they're passionate.
And they're gassing them up.
Both of them.
Both of them are not scared of the accelerator. That is for sure. National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum later this week. Birthdays: Fred Horry, Bud Whitfield, Judd Phillips. Today would have been the birthday of 2010 inductee Don Shepard. Was born in 1934. Don's role in the sport: a mechanic. Worked on cars for drivers like Jim Herdebees, Johnny Rutherford, Bobby Marshman, Bobby Unser, Gordon Woolley, Johnny Parsons, Roger McCluskey, and Al Unser. That's a pretty sporty list.
A very sporty list.
Yeah. He was on the 1965 USAC Championship team. He also ran a service station in Indianapolis, Indiana, passed in 2015. But Don Shepard is forever enshrined in the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Think I might get out there in a few weeks and say hi to Bob Baker.
You better say hello for me. Do some shopping.
Shopping, yes. Love that place. That is for sure. And, of course, I'll buy some raffle tickets on our Sprint
Car also.
Obviously,
because you got your new team we're working on.
Right, exactly. So SprintCarHOF.com. That's www.SprintCarHOF.com. We have got a bevy of racing. It starts tonight with High Limit Racing, Red Dirt Raceway. Then Friday and Saturday, Southern Oklahoma, Salina High Bank. So they're in Oklahoma. Aaron, World of Outlaws are going to be busy as well.
They are. Paducah, Kentucky on Friday, and they're at Hopstot Saturday night. That's always some fun racing.
Hopstot's going to be good, that's for sure. Season openers, go to your local racetrack when they open. I don't know if I can say it any more succinctly. Lernerville, Knoxville, Fremont, Wayne County Series season openers, IRA, Ohio Valley Sprint Car Association, Attica Fremont Championship Series, and ASCS, the relaunch of ASCS. Yes. There's a lot of energy around this.
I like it.
This is going to be fun to watch. It'll be on Dirt Vision this year, and they're down at Super B Speedway in Louisiana. I had a chance to talk to Sam Hafertape. I talked to Tommy Hahn. I talked to Blake Hahn, but I talked to Tommy about it. There is a lot of fingers crossed and a lot of optimism for the 360 program for ASCS.
I feel like we needed that.
Yeah, I think so too. And then Aaron, Central Pennsylvania will not disappoint either.
No, the big 20,000 to win we talked about with Devin Borden, the Weldon Sterner Memorial, Lincoln, Friday, Williams Grove, the Tommy Hinderschnitz Classic, 8,000 to win, and obviously Port Royal and the season opener at Sealands Grove.
Tip of the cap to Stephanie Baker at Sealands Grove. I think I was aware of it, but Area Auto, a week or two back, had a great Lenny Sammons, who does a great job with Area Auto. Stephanie was involved in a significant car crash in November. Last year, congratulations, you get Sealands Grove, and she didn't get in there till January or February. They get through her first year, and she's like, oh, man, this offseason we're going to do this. This offseason we're going to do that. This offseason has been about significant recovery. But Stephanie and her boys getting the track back together, and they open up Sunday. So go to a racetrack, and if you're in Pennsylvania, go to Sealands Grove. Stephanie has worked her tail off on this racetrack. She's worked her tail off getting herself back together. Still has some issues she's working through with the accident. The boys, nobody works any harder than the two boys do. And so get to Sealands Grove this Sunday. It's going to be big, that is for sure. So, and big stuff on our social media channels all along. So you can follow along on our Twitter page, on our Facebook page, and all the shows are here on YouTube. Hoping to have an on the road piece with Tanner Thorson later this week on our YouTube channel. So if you like everything we're doing, share it, subscribe, tell everybody about it. It's going to be a big weekend of sprint car racing, Aaron. It's going
to
be fun.
It sure is. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it too. And we've survived this studio. And if you need Aaron and I, we will be at the gym starting in about 20 minutes. So we do appreciate everyone at MRN, though, the energy and effort into our new studio. It's going to be good. Once we thin down, it's going to be really, really good. That is for sure. So
I'm going for filters.
Call for filters. So thank you to Devin Borden and to Corey Day. But more important than all of that, thank you for joining us here this time on Wing Nation, presented by Sage Fruit.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!